Graydon appeared at the meeting. A representative of his firm, Kurt Lofters, addressed the board.
On behalf of Graydon Company, we'd like to thank you for your past support and the opportunity to have served this board and the city employees for almost 2 decades.
He didn't discuss the allegations against his boss. Gray is accused of steering $28 million in general employee pension money to his own hedge fund without disclosing his affiliation to board members. He also allegedly failed to disclose significant personal debt and a lawsuit that accused him of fraud. Chairman Alfred Berry said the board is working to address issues related to Gray's alleged misconduct.
We did not hire this person. This person has been around for a while. And for that reason, we are actually going through the motions of doing what we need to do to make sure that anything that's inappropriate that's happened, we're taking care of it.
That includes a forensic audit and hiring an attorney to see if the board can revoke the $28 million contract with Gray's firm. Berry also formally gave credit to Angela Green, the board member who first raised concerns about Gray back in November. Green maintains her concerns were ignored and criticized by most of the board, including the city's chief financial officer, Jim Beard. Chairman Berry moved to rescind a prior resolution distancing the board from Green's concerns.
She did something that was principled as far as she's concerned. And we should not in any way condemn her for doing something that she felt compelled to do. And obviously, if you look at everything that's transpired, suggests that maybe she was right.
Silence ensued.
Don't everybody speak at once.
Tensions flared after some board members, including Douglas Strachan, said Berry was mischaracterizing the resolution.
What's the urgency?
What's the urgency?
Yeah, what's the urgency?
No urgency.
She wasn't censured. There was no action taken by this board.
You passed a resolution. Yeah, that is censure.
You used this board early on.
Board members argued the resolution wasn't personal. It was about avoiding legal liability.
You don't want to grandstand because the news is here.
I'm not grandstanding, sir.
Strachan said bringing up the motion without it being on the agenda was unprofessional.
If I'm not mistaken, the resolution that we passed was not on that agenda. So I don't want to hear. Come on. Let's call an apple an apple.
The chairman's motion eventually failed, with 4 members, including the city's CFO and the mayor's appointee on the board, voting no. Nevertheless, it didn't faze Angela Green, who sat quietly during the whole debate. After the meeting, she said she appreciated the board chair's attempt.
I feel better to know that somebody else is paying attention besides me. And no, it's not just grandstanding. It's about all these folks who are paying into this pension fund. I'm glad to see somebody else care besides me.
But she still wants Gray's $28 million contract revoked. Green said one city attorney already told her it'd be extremely difficult. Meanwhile, Gray still advises the city's police and fire pension boards, despite the fact he steered more than $35 million of their funds to his own firm. Mayor Kasim Reed has called on those boards to sever ties with Gray. The 2 boards meet Tuesday. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.